Welcome to this edition of the God is Your Life broadcast. This is Reverend Mark Slay inviting you to join me for the next few minutes as we get into the Word of God. Deuteronomy 30:20 tells us to love the Lord your God, obey His voice, and to hold tight to Him, for this is your life. I'll be back in a few minutes, but for now, let's listen as I teach from the Word. It's important for you to know the will of God. Now, I'm speaking in generalities now, and I'll be more specific as we go on in the weeks and months ahead. It's important that you know the will of God in every single area that the Bible covers. In other words, it's important that you know that Jesus is the Son of God, and that He died for your sins, and you can't go to heaven any other way. No way, Jose. Can't go to heaven by Buddha, by Muhammad, by anybody else. Jesus is the way. And we've already studied all the scriptures on that Jesus was God's plan for the redemption of mankind. And if you reject Jesus, then you've just rejected His plan, period. And you can't create another one, because the only one He accepts is His plan, not ours. And of course, Satan, he produces false religions because it's a deception. It appears right, has all of the outwards and outward adornment of being right, because from the natural eye, it may look equal and it may look like a religion, but you understand you can't fabricate your own. You can only go with His plan, not yours. It's important you know Jesus is the Son of God. It's important that you know that the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost, and that He will come and live inside you when you accept Jesus, and He will fill you with the Holy Spirit. And as they did in the book of Acts, you can speak with other tongues and be filled with the Spirit. We looked at a number of scriptures along that line, and Acts 2:4 says they were all in one place, the Holy Spirit came, and they were all filled with the Spirit and began to speak with other tongues. That's for the New Testament believer. That's for every New Testament believer. And there's some people that have looked at some of the scriptures and they think, well, the Bible says that tongues is not for everybody, and they really don't know what they're talking about. It appears that that's what it says, but it's not what it says. They just don't know their Bible. Because not everybody who thinks they know the Bible really does. But to you, they may appear like they do, because they can quote more scriptures than you. Of course, that doesn't mean a thing. I said that doesn't mean a thing in most of your cases. It's important you know the Holy Spirit's for you, and that tongues is for the New Testament church. Part and parcel of what God has for New Testament, New Covenant believers. It's important you know that. You can't be deceived. There'll be people that says that it's not for us today. All that was done away with when the last apostle died. All that was done away. It wasn't. Healing, same thing. It's important that you realize that in the atonement of Jesus Christ, perfect healing was bought for every person that will believe. It's important you know that. You know, the teachings that go around say that's not for us today. Well, it is. All that's important. Another thing you need to realize is that, and this is important, see, because all of them are important. If you miss any of those, then you've missed the plan of God for the New Testament church. Did you hear me? If you miss any of those that I mentioned, you have missed at least part of the plan of the New Testament church. Another part of God's plan is prosperity, financial blessing. It is His plan. It is His will to bless all of His people. If He wants to save you and give you eternal life, if He wants to heal you and make you physically well, if He wants to fill you with His own Spirit so that you can speak supernatural utterances by the Holy Ghost, then surely He would want you to have food on your table and a new car and money. He wants those. It's part of the New Testament blessing. It's for every believer that will believe it. And in light of everything I just said, hear these words that you've heard me say so many times. The only part of the Bible, and all the parts I just mentioned to you, the only part that will work for you is the part you believe. If you don't believe any of those that I just mentioned, that part will not work for you, because it's for believing ones. So you got to believe whatever part. If, say for instance, you believe in healing, you're strong on healing. I believe God wants me well, but you don't believe God wants you to have money. Well, you'll suffer in that area. If you believe God wants you to have money, but you don't believe God wants you healed, you will suffer in that area. Any area you do not believe won't work for you. If you want it to work for you, you got to believe it. So it is God's will, and that was a topic I was going to bring up last week, was prosperity, God's blessing. Now, is it important you know this? Yes, because there will be people that you meet that say, oh, God doesn't want you to be blessed. God doesn't want you to have money. And the opposite is true. He does. He does not want you to become nuts over money. He does not want you to love money. And that is the problem, too, because people can become afraid of money because of what it can do to people and does do to people all the time. But just because people get crazy over money does not mean you have to. I'm going to hang on to him. I'm not going to let anything get between me and him, not money, not anything. But just because one person drove their car off a cliff and killed themselves, I'm not going to stop driving a car. How many of you going to give away your car because somebody you know got killed in one? I'm not. I'm going to use mine safely, intelligently, not like some of these youngins nowadays. But I'm just going to drive. I'm going to quit driving one because somebody wrecked their car. Well, just because somebody doesn't believe in financial prosperity and that God wants to bless them, well, I'm not going to stop believing in it. Just because somebody got backslid because they got a bunch of money and they got arrogant and cocky and forgot God, I'm not going to. Do what you want to, but I'm not going to do it. So it is part of the gospel. Now, we will prove that conclusively if you believe the Bible. Now, if you dismiss the Bible, then no one can help you. Do you understand? Not God himself. If you won't read his word and you won't believe his word, nobody will help you. If I show you these things are so in the Bible, listen, you are obligated to believe it. So I can believe what I want to believe. Yeah, but you know you're going to be held accountable for it? Because God presented you with what his will was and you didn't believe it? Now you're accountable. Well, I just didn't know it was true. Well, you'll be excuseless because it's in his word. And if you don't believe it, it's simply because you didn't believe it, not because it's not in the word. Now, we're going to run through just to begin showing you that from the beginning of the Bible all the way to the ends of the Bible, God wants his best for his kids. Anybody that will bless and serve him will be blessed in all ways. Now, he specifically says that in the scripture. He specifically mentions multiple ways in which the people that love him and serve him will be blessed. Sometimes he details them in great detail. But that is the message of the Bible. Serve God and live. Serve the devil and die. The wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life. And it said, he who did not spare his own son, how in the world would he not freely with him, that is Jesus, give us all things? He's going to. There's nothing he's going to withhold from you. If he didn't withhold his own son from death for you, then what in the world would he withhold from you? The answer is a big nothing. He will give you everything. Everything you want, he already knows about. Everything that your heart longs for, he already wants you to have. You want to have a nice car? He wants you to have it more than you want it. Now see, some people do not have that image of God, but see, that's how much religion has tainted people. They tell you that if you're really humble, that you'll be in poverty. That is not, I repeat, that is not Bible. That is religion. That is man's tradition. But that is not Old Testament nor New Testament scripture. And if we suffer and we lack, then we just don't know as we ought to know. Doesn't mean we're not good people. Doesn't mean that we're not right in some other areas. But as I said, any part of the Bible you don't understand or any part of the Bible that you don't obey, then you will suffer in that area. And you understand, as we talk about prosperity and just show the will of God today, that's all we're going to do is reveal the will of God in the Bible about it. As we talk about this, you realize that only part I'm covering is the part about believing it's for you. I'm not talking about all the other facets that go into prosperity. The book of Proverbs talks about laziness and how laziness will keep you poor. So I'm not talking about any of those. So they realize there is a flip side to this argument. Sure, you could be believing God for prosperity, but you might be missing it in 15 other areas because there's more than one area to miss it in. You might not be believing in it, and that might be your problem, but you might believe in it, and there might be 15 other problems that you have. But primarily, the first and foremost step is to show people what the will of God is so they can exercise faith for it. Anything the Bible says belongs to you, you can claim by faith. In other words, it can happen for you by faith because you believe it. And in fact, the only way it will happen for you is if you believe it. If you don't believe that money can come and will come to you, it won't. It won't. Now, I was talking with some person recently, a liberal person, and they were talking about, you know, how we need to, you know, that we need to take all the government money, not all of it, I'm obviously not all of it, but a good portion of it, and give free handouts to all the poor people. And I said, do you realize the Bible says that God will make anybody rich? I don't care if they're black. I don't care if they're white. I don't care if they're Asian. This gospel is to be preached to the whole world. Go into all the world and preach the gospel and make disciples of all nations. Now, he does not mean that all nations, all people in those nations will believe. He's just simply saying that God will have a people of believers from or of all nations. And this gospel will work no matter who you are, where you are, it works. Because it's the word of Almighty God, and he created everything and everybody. And it works over on the Middle East, and it works over here in the West. So it works for everybody. And I said, do you realize that God will make anybody that wants to be rich, rich, if they'll serve him? Now that's a promise of the Bible. He will make you rich, whoever you are, no matter what your beginning circumstances are. From ghetto to glory, don't make a bit of difference to God. And he'll do it. But there's a lot to learn. There's a lot to obey. There's lots of stumbling blocks between you and that rainbow. Lots. And Satan will do his best to defeat you in every single area.
Just to trust his cleansing blood. Just and simple faith.
I hope you enjoyed today's message. The title of the message is God's Prosperity is for You Too. If you'd like a copy, you can look us up on the web at mrcstl.org or marksslay.org. That's marksslay.org. Or you can call our office at 314-965-8488. 314-965-8488. Until next time, this is Reverend Mark Slay reminding you that God is your life.